Blog Talk Radio.
Children, and his mother died when he was very young. He always taught us to reverence and respect the character of God. He said, if you pray to the Father in the name of Jesus, God will supply every one of your needs. How many believe that tonight? Clap your hands. We're going to sing this little country song. Listen. Yeah. Like Yeah.
Hold on strong, keep on waiting in my life. And sometimes it's hard to tell the night from day. Still that hope that lies within is reassured. As I keep my eyes upon the distant shore, I know he'll lead me safely to that blessed place he has. But hear the songs, don't cease. And if the winds keep on blowing, my soul will be. We're gonna be taught by the waves and the colors that seem so clear. But one thing I like about you is the word of God has an anchor. Hallelujah. And a Jesus has passed. And a move of us is Thank you.
I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days and some lonely nights. But when I look around, yeah, I think things over. You know what? All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain.
Can I say it one more time?
I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. And some sleepless nights. But when I look around, yeah, I think things are.
Sorry, experiencing some difficulties.
I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. And some lonely nights. But when I look around, yeah, I think things over. You know what? All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I want some praise.
Can I say it one more time?
I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. And some sleepless nights. But when I look around, yeah, I think things over. All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Sometimes the clouds hang low. I can hardly see the road. I ask the question, Lord. Lord, why so much pain? But he knows what's best for me. Although my weary eyes, they can't see. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I want to play. Lord has been so good to me. Has he been good? He's been good to me. More than this whole world. Are you could ever be? He's been so good. Save me. You know what he did? Yeah. He dried all of my tears away. Turn my midnight in today, so I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. You might be sick, body rocking with pain, but thank you, Lord. That bills are due, don't know where the money coming from, but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I won't. Hey, I won't complain. God has been so good to me. He's been good to me. More than this whole world, or you could ever be. He's been so good. He's been so good. He's been so good. So good. So good. So good. So good. Tell me. Yeah. And dry all of my tears away. Never stop you from crying. Turn my midnight here today. So So I just say, thank you, Lord. I've been lost, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Can you tell us thank you, Lord? Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptisms and of laying on of hands and of resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment. This will we do if God permit. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, they shall fall away to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh, and put him to an open shame. For the earth, which drinketh in the rain that cometh oft upon it, and bringeth forth herbs meet for them by whom it is dressed, receiveth blessing from God. But that which beareth thorns and briars is rejected, and is nigh unto cursing, whose end is to be burned. Loved, persuaded better things of you, and things that accompany salvation, though we thus speak. God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have shown toward his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. Desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end. Be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, but by himself, saying, surely blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. So, after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. For men verily swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is to them an end of all strife. Wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath. By two immutable things, in which it was impossible for God to lie, might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil, whither the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus, made an high priest forever, to the order of Melchizedek. of seven. It's Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being by interpretation king of righteousness, and after that also king of Salem, which is king of peace, without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, made like unto the Son of God, abideth the priest continually. Now consider how great this man was, unto whom even the patriarch Abraham gave the tenth of the spoils. Verily, they that are of the sons of Levi, who receive the office of the priesthood, have a commandment to take tithes of the people according to the law, that is, of their brethren, though they come out of the loins of Abraham. But he whose descent is not counted from them received tithes of Abraham, and blessed him that had the promises. And without all contradiction, the less is blessed of the better. And here, men that die receive tithes, but there he receiveth them of whom it is witnessed that he liveth. I may so say, Levi also, who receiveth tithes, paid tithes in Abraham. For he was yet in the loins of his father when Melchizedek met him. If therefore perfection were by the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people received the law, what further need was there that another priest should rise after the order of Melchizedek, and not be called after the order of Aaron? For the priesthood being changed, there is made of necessity a change also of the law. For he of whom these things are spoken pertaineth to another tribe, of which no man gave attendance at the altar. For it is evident that our Lord sprang out of Judah, of which tribe Moses spake nothing concerning priesthood. And it is yet far more evident, for that after the similitude of Melchizedek there ariseth another priest, who is made not after the law of a carnal commandment, but to the power of an endless life. He testifieth, not a priest forever, the order of Melchizedek. For there is verily a disannulling of the commandment going before for the weakness and unprofitableness thereof. Paul made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did, by the which we draw nigh unto God. Inasmuch as not without an oath is made priest. Those priests were made without an oath. This with an oath by him that said unto him, the Lord swear, and will not repent, thou art a priest forever, to the order of Melchizedek. So much was Jesus made a surety of a better testament. There truly were many priests, because they were not suffered to continue by reason of death. This man, as he continueth ever, an unchangeable priesthood, wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. For such an high priest became us, who was holy, harmless, undefiled, but from sinners, made higher than the heavens, did not daily as those high priests to offer up sacrifice, first for his own sins and for the people's. This he did once when he offered up himself. Law maketh men high priests which have infirmity. Word of the oath which was since the law maketh the Son is consecrated forevermore.
Good evening, friends and neighbors, and Blood Talk Radio Land. We are indeed happy to come in your homes, to ride in your cars, your place of business, or wherever you may be at this very present moment. We are convinced that we cannot allow evil speaking matters and anything that would separate man from God keep us from knowing, because we know. And we want you to know that God is still on the throne. Not only that, but we want you also to know that God is moving. And this is the day of God's moving. When others have given up and became weary and discouraged on account of certain conditions, and then there are multitudes of people in the valley of decision. We have fears without fears that when we would do good, evil is always present. In the midst of sickness and in the midst of disease, in the midst of stress and in the midst of strain, in the midst of the overpowering of drugs and alcohol and even violence, the fact remains the same that God is moving. He's moving in me, and I hope and I trust by now he is moving in you. Going briefly into the Word of God, as the reader has already read the scriptures for this particular message, Hebrews 6, verses 1 through 20, Hebrews 7, verses 1 through 17, and Hebrews chapter 7, verse 23. And today, my brothers and sisters, I want to pour a quart into a pint, to sort of speak. In the Bible, there is a word, immutability. It means that an object that cannot be modified from its original creation. Immutability is used to describe God. And in God, we have an anchor. He who is God does not change, even though we live in an ever-changing world. In a world where everybody is muted. I remember growing up as a kid, there was a cartoon called Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And Mutant deals with that can change, or the things that are subject to change. But God is immutable. In other words, he who is God changes not. And so today I want to speak from the subject of my soul's been anchored. My soul's been anchored. Let us pray. Now, Lord God, take my mind, think through it. Take my eyes, let me see only you. Take my ears, let me hear only your voice. Take my mouth, speak through it, and may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart always be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And O God, let me be an instrument, a reflection of your love, as long as you send inspiration from above. And it is always in the name of the Lord Jesus that we pray this prayer. Amen, amen, and amen. My brothers and my sisters, you must find your anchor. if I'm effective enough today, we will find out who the anchor is. And today's message is, my soul has been anchored. Are you listening to me? Well, you see, my brothers and my sisters, when a ship is on the sea and it wants to stand still, it drops this thing called an anchor. And this anchor is something that is heavier than the ship itself. And it drops it, and when it drops down, so the ship can stand still. Even if it is a stormy sea, the ship stands still. Even if it tossed and driven by an angry sea, the ship is able to stand still. Because why? Thank you. I'm so glad you asked. Why? Because we have an anchor. Somebody didn't get that. But we have an anchor. See, my brothers and my sisters, the problem is many of us are tied down to things that aren't able to hold us sturdy. Oops, if you can't say amen, just say ouch. My job is not my anchor. Yes, you've been loyal for 56 years, but that your job is not your anchor. If that job closes down today, I come all the way to Broad Talk from Alliance, Ohio, to tell you that you got an anchor. Oh, I wish I had somebody who hears me, because that is a good place to give a hand clap. For you see, my brothers and my sisters, if you lose everything today and still got an anchor in God, and God is good, and no doubt some of you came and tuned in today discouraged, and no doubt some of you are on the verge of giving up on that marriage. I come to tell you, your husband or your wife is not your anchor. Oops. Are you listening to me? My brothers and my sisters, we sometimes become disappointed and discouraged in that person that doesn't have the ability to measure up to the expectations in your life. For you see, they can't heal you. They can't heal your daddy wounds. They can't fix what you won't allow God to fix. So then you have to drop your anchor on God. Are you listening to me? My brothers and my sisters, when you drop your anchor on God. That's right. I said God covers it with a thing called grace. And grace is the immutability, unmerited, undeserved, unearned kindness and favor of God. Ah, you missed it. My brothers and my sisters, you must know and understand, or understand and know, that the grace of God is a free gift, and all you have to do is receive it. Are you listening to me? And so, my brothers and my sisters, you must know and understand that immutability, and he doesn't change, or he's unchangeable. And when you understand that, then you would know that grace is going to sturdy you through the storms of life. Oh, my brothers and my sisters, the problem is we think God is going to quit being good because we aren't. And no doubt some of you may say, I'm not going to church today because I have sinned. Or you say, I'm not going to praise God because I don't want anybody to think I'm a hypocrite. Well, let me tell you, God loves you more than he did before you did what you did. For you see, God doesn't hold you to the standard, to a standard. God doesn't hold others to. And until we understand his grace, we will never receive what is freely given. Ah, God help me today. Go to Hebrews chapter 6, verse 13. I want to try to an exercise with you. After each phrase, say your name. When we believe God takes our sins out of the account and he adds righteousness, and so he sees us, he doesn't see our sin anymore. He sees his son. See, God wants to bless you, and God wants to multiply you, and he doesn't want to keep anything from you. Oh, come on and give God some praise. My brothers and my sisters, the blessing and the multiplication of you is coming to you. All you have to do is be patient and endure. And when you drop your anchor on the grace of God, it is then that you have stability. You may be tossed to and fro from the storms of life, but if you drop your anchor on the grace, you will be steadfast and unmovable. I can't hear nobody. They can't take everything away from me. They can take everything away from me, my mind, my emotions, because why? I'm anchored in the grace of God. And God is tattooed on my heart. Are you listening to me? I see many times in this life, my brothers and my sisters, we experience heartache and heartbreak many times in this life, my brothers and my sisters, we experience pain. Many times in this life, we have to shed a tear. Many times in this life, late in the midnight hour, and your body is racked with pain, and your pillow is all wet with tears. God comes and wraps his arms around you and tells you he is his own. Oh, you ask me how I know that he lives. He lives within my heart or within my soul. Sometimes you may have to be down in Zuzu Valley and Tokyo's junkyard, but I come to tell you, if you drop your anchor on grace, on the grace of God, you will make it through it. Sometimes you may be sometimes up and sometimes down, but if you drop your anchor on the grace of God, I come to tell you that God will see you through. Yes, sometimes in this life we experience heartache and we experience heartbreak, but if you drop your anchor on the grace of God, you're going to make it all the way through. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And sometimes in this life we are tossed and driven like a ship without a sail. But I come to tell you today that if you drop your anchor on the grace of God, you will make it through it, because sooner or later, he is going to say, peace, be still. Yes, yes, yes. My soul has been anchored in the Lord. Yes, and even sometimes as we look through the Bible, they experienced hardship. Some even experienced a snake bite. Some even experienced the storms of life, but yet we have an anchor in the grace of God. I wish I had somebody that would receive this word today, for there is a thing called grace. Yeah, G-R-A-C-E, grace. Yes, there is a thing that is called grace, and it also is the grace of God. Have you experienced the grace of God today? If you haven't, please receive this free gift. For you see, you didn't pay for it. You didn't even have to go and buy it. You didn't even have to put it on mail away, because you have a God that loved you so much that he sent his only begotten son to die for you. And he did not put our salvation on their way. Oh my God, we of this hurts, we experience things that can only be explained of how we come out of it by only the grace of God. My soul's been anchored pretty much. For me, we like to remind you that on Monday night we have the Reverend Jesse Stewart. On Wednesday night, we have all the way from the nation's capital, Reverend Willie J. Vann at 8:30. Thursday night, we have Bishop George Flint. And right back here on Saturday at 1, you have yours truly, Amos Joseph Collins. So we invite you to catch the word, for the word is falling.
Thank you. Amen.